Habacha Yonatan Cohen, Mechiras Chometz.
So a mess about them. She, one of the Talmidim from Rav Pinchas Beletzer, and he was sitting inside the night by his Rebbe, and in opening the door for Shvei Chamasra, the Shabbos guy came in. The problem was he was holding in his hand the Shtam of the Mechiras Chometz. And he told him, "I'm sorry, I can't do this. My wife, my brother-in-law, everyone's Mechim Mishiga. What type of document did you sign? We looked at the names of the people here, and they're not posh the people. Some of the Ramoyim. We can't, they won't let me back home. Can we be mevatel this whole mechir?" The Talmidim are all sitting there, they don't know what to say. They're all sitting there, they're looking at the Rav, what should we do? The guy's trying to be mevatel the mechir on the first day. So Rav Pinchas Beletzer told him, "Come, sit down." He gave him a kos of yain. And he told him, "Listen, it's not just my chometz that I sold you over here, I sold you the whole shtot's chometz. I can't just be mevatel the mechir just like that. Give me 8 days. I'll make a meeting with everyone, and then we'll be mevatel the mekach afterwards." So the guy was happy with that. He said, "Oh, I can go home now, I'll be happy with such a thing." He stayed in Israel Shus for the whole Pesach, and it was sorted. So when the guy left, they were saying, they carried on, "Shvei chamascha al goy, v'shelo yida'ucho." So I want to speak a little bit about the Indian of Mechiras Chometz, how come we're allowed to do it, and why it's not a Roma. It might be a bit late to speak about it, but I think we'll end up there to say that then. It's brought down in Meiser Rav from the Vilna Gaon. It says, "Shaloi limcha yishum dava chometz ki mechir ha'ilomis." You shouldn't sell any chometz unless you're going to do a full mechir. And the next says, "Yad achar Pesach, you shouldn't buy from the shuk, you shouldn't buy from what they make from the kemach she yisol, ki ha'mechir ha'garua." It's a weak mechir. You should only buy from the goy, you shouldn't buy from the yidin afterwards. So, you have to understand, why is the Vilna Gaon going to have poda against mechir's chometz? What exactly is the problem with it? It should be, you're doing a full mechir. You're selling it completely. So what's the tzad that it's a mechira gerua? And why does he hold you shouldn't buy? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings down the halacha in Siman Tov Mem Ches. It says something interesting. He starts off saying, "Chometz sheyisol she'ava elav haPesach, also ba'hana." If you got a chometz of a yid after Pesach, it's also ba'hana. So you say for being over by the Ori, it's also to him, it's also to everybody. "Afilu anich v'shoyi gomid oynus ve'im machru." And if he sold it, "Einos l'akum Shemichutz Abayim is Kodem HaPesach." After which he saw Makir Akum, he knows that he's not going to touch it, and he'll give it back to him afterwards. It's still Beseda. So if you notice the Loshon of the Mechaber, he's not saying that you should go and sell it. He's not giving you an Eitzah. I've got an idea. If you've got Chometz and you want to keep it for after Pesach, go and sell it. He says Ve'im Machru, and if you sold it. It's Mashma B'di'evet HaKeloshon. So the Vilna Gaon over there says, he writes down Ayin Tesefta and Yerushalmi, which this is the Makor for the whole Halacha of Mechiras Chometz. If you look at the case over there, it says over there, "Yisrael v'nachrish, ha yibayim b'sfina." A yid and a guy that were on a ship, "v'chometz b'yad Yisrael." And the yid had chometz with him. "Hariz ha-moichri l'nachri, v'nois loy b'matana, v'chayz v'lekech melel achar ha-pesach. V'vad she'idnelo loy b'matana gemura." So the Sefer is talking about an interesting case. Not talking about a posh the case where a yid had some chometz and he wanted to sell it for Pesach. Saying he's on a boat, he's on a ship, he doesn't know how much longer. In those days they're travelling for weeks, if not months. And he's got all his provisions of chometz over here, and he needs to keep it for afterwards. So we say, "You know what, we've got an idea for you, you can sell it to the guy on the ship, and then buy it back from him afterwards." So it could be the Vilna Gaon trying to explain the pshat in Ve'im Machru, why it's only b'di'avad kazach. That it's talking about oifen which is a shas ad-dechak. The whole makor for Mechiras Chometz is a shas ad-dechak, that you're on a ship and you don't know what to do, therefore you should go do it. The Aruch HaShulchan asks on the Tesefta from the other tzad. He says, "What's the whole chiddush of the Tesefta? Poshut, you can sell your chometz. What's the whole? You're doing a full mechira. You're not bailim of the chometz over the whole Pesach. So what's the tzad that you shouldn't be able to do it?" So he says that the havamina of the Tesefta was hayos everyone for shteis, between him all the goy, that he's only doing it because of this Pesach thing. The goy is looking at it like a tax for the Eid. So he knows he's not properly wanting to sell it. So it should be an aroma. So the havamina was it shouldn't work. Kamash Balon, that it does work. So you have to understand what's the Havamina of the Aruch HaShulchan and what's the Kamash Balon. So the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, he's Moisif Uvad Shaloi Ya'orim. As long as you don't do, you're not Ya'orim with it, you don't make a trick with it. So Beis Yosef asks, "Inacha Aroma Gadoi Lemizu." This is the biggest type of aroma. You're selling it and then you're buying it straight back afterwards. Posh, it's an aroma. So he learns that the Rambam, the Yisod is that if you give it al Tanai, if you give it al Manas Lahachzid, thus is an aroma, and therefore it won't work. The other people, there's the Ritva and the Meiri, they learn a different pshayin, the Vavad Shlo Yoram. They learn that if Hurogel Lahachzid came b'chol Hashanim, if someone does this every year, that they sell it before Pesach and they buy it after Pesach, this is called an aroma. And really, if it's an aroma, then we make a knas on him, and we do kilu. It's not a mechir, and it's like a deposit, a pikadon eitzel agoy, and therefore it becomes also banot after Pesach. So holding over here, we don't have in Shas, there's no mekor, there's no gemara that says you should sell your chometz. The only thing we have is a tesefta. And the tesefta is talking in a bit of an oifen, which is Shas adachak, you're on a ship, and you don't know what to do. And in Shulchan Aruch, when he writes about this halacha, he says, ve'im mochra, if you sold it. It's more of a mashma of a b'di'evi, the kolosh, and it doesn't give it to you, but it's an eitzah to go and do it. So you have to know why exactly is it as if. So the B'chori Shoy brings down, he's one of the people that argue most on the Mechiras Chometz, and he says over here, answering a tshuva, he's dealing with why people in those days used to sell the behemoths for Pesach, and the goyim would feed it Chometz, and then they'd buy it back afterwards. So he was saying that they're medamir it to the Indian of Mechiras Chometz. But he said, while he's making the chiluk, he says, Me'ikah is the whole pircha on the whole Mechiras Chometz. The chiluk is an aroma. And really, it shouldn't work at all. So to understand what he means, there's a Ramesh Sternbach brings down in Mo'edim Uzmanim, that he brings from the Gemara in Bava Basra, that if someone gave his wife all his nechasim, we say, Lo'y asa el apachopis. We take on that as an umdana de mochach, we know what he really meant, even though he didn't say it. So we know, since he really meant to make an apachopis and not to give a full bailus of it, therefore we say azoy. So he says so too over here, that the goy for shteis, that he's not mamish selling it to him. He's doing a kenya, very nice, but he wants to buy it back afterwards. So we're scared that the goy won't have good kavanah, they won't have the right das to be koina the chometz and gansen. So therefore we say that it should be an aroma. So it's not the b'choy shoy, but etzem it is an aroma. And Rav Asayis got the gemara on the aftala that says, bitul ba'al mesagil. If someone mevatul believe sholim the chometz, midiraisa, it's good enough. Rav Asmejavonah, we've got b'dika and bil. So he says, Hey Mamu Behem Omru. We've got a Gemara that allows aroma midrabbonon. For midrabbonon, you can do an aroma. And the whole issa why we need to do mechira for bedika and bia is also only a drabbonon. Because bedraisa, you've got bitul. So betzirif bitul and betzirif the mechira, therefore it's beseda to do out midrabbonon. You see from the B'chor Shoy that he's holding that stafka betzirif bitul. You can't just have one, you can't just have the other. So, the many people that argue on the B'chor Shoy for many reasons. So first, B'chori Misvar, you can ask on the B'chor Shoy. That the whole, a normal Derabonon, you've got the Issa Deraisa, and then you've got the Issa Derabonon, which is away from the Issa Deraisa. It's kind of like a Gede, the Marshal Muksa, the Issa Deraisa of Melocha and Hoitzah. And with Derabonon, we say you can't even touch it, today not to come to such an Issa. Now, if we'd find an Oifen where we can be matted the Derabonon, if we've got an Aroma or something, we take away the Issa Derabonon, but we're still not touching the Issa Deraisa. You know where you're holding when we take away this Derabonon. Now, Sheikim HaMachiras by Bitu and Bedika, the Ran on that base learns, Pshat, why we were in Musakim, Bedika and Bio, is because we're scared you didn't do the Bitu, Belev Sholim. This is Tolu in the Lev, we're scared you didn't do it, Belev Sholim. So therefore, we made the whole Takana of Bedika and Bio to make sure you're Makayim the Bitu. Or Be'etzim Derabonon, we're scared you didn't even Midaraisa, you're not Besaid over here. So you can say that this Derabonon is Nichla and the Daraisa, it's already a part of the Daraisa. So Al Atzal, you didn't do the bittul properly. Midrabon we put together for bedika and bio. But now we're saying you could do mechira. Mechira is an aroma, and the b'chor Shoy is saying it won't work for the daraisa. So how come you can get around the daraisa with just this mechira? And the Chasam Sofer asks on him monafshach. Now, if you do the bittul before the mechira, then the mechira is showing that the bittul wasn't a good bittul. You're saying now he's making a whole, you're selling your whole all your chometz. You're giving it a shavis. You're giving it a value, but you just said it was worth nothing. And if you do it the other way around, that you do the mechira first and then the bittul, you're being mevato. He says that you could lechur is a gilui of your mechira, that you didn't mamash want to sell everything because you're being mevato like after the hour. And then you've got there's utsa there, the Kodesh Kodesh brings down, and we don't see anywhere that you've got a tenai that when you sell your chometz, you have to have done bittul. If you're learning it's bitzir of the bittul, there's nowhere brought down that you need to do it. And even more, in the Shtai it says that if you write down kadeshi, anything which is yischametz, which will become chometz on Pesach, I'm selling that oichet. But you don't see anywhere that you did bittul of that. You can't do bittul of something which isn't now chometz. So if it's only working bitzirif, then how does it work? From here you see though that the B'chor Shoy is learning that taka is an aroma, and ba'etzim you shouldn't be allowed to do it. Navasayez, it's only a dirabono, therefore we're allowed to do it. Nishmas Adam brings down this B'chor Shoy. He asks a lot of kashas at him. He says that, so what? the Bechor Shir said, because this guy is an Oni and he's never bought so much chametz, he doesn't even have the money to buy it, and the Yid's never sold it before, he says, so what's the problem with that? The Oni now can go and sell everything on, and if he would give the person the full money for what he's trying to sell, the person would say yes. Lechor, it's a valid Mechir. Now, whilst he says the reason why he holds that it's only allowed in Shas and the Chak is because you're being machkiah from yourself the mitzvah of Bir Chometz. He says that in their town of Prague, only the people that were making the Yain Sarf, they were allowed to sell their Chometz. Because this is their whole, it would be Hefs and Rubber for them, this is their whole Chias of it. Now, thus, the town of Elish, Loi Levatul Mitzvah Tashvisu. Could they not to me, Mavatul the Mitzvah of Tashvisu? That's why we don't let you do Mechiras Chometz. So, if you look in the Chinuch of Mitzvah Tes, he brings down this Mitzvah of Tashvisu, and he clears the Chakir. He starts off, he says, is the mitzvah a sheva al tasa or is it a kum ma'asei? Is the mitzvah of tashvisu to burn the chometz? Is it a sheva al tasa that if you don't have any chometz when there's man issa arise, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah as well? Or if you did have chometz, then not only you're over bal yor bal yomotze, you also be mevatel asei of tashvisu, you're over on this. Or is it a kum ma'asei that you have to have chometz to burn on the zman which comes to issa, and by burning this chometz, then you're mekayim the mitzvah of tashvisu? So he brings out many nafkaminas. One of them is that if someone would be chitif the mitzvah from you, if someone would have just one piece of bread left, and this is what he needs to burn, and someone would come and burn this bread. So there's din that we have by Kisi Adam, that if someone's chitif a mitzvah, they have to pay the knas for it. Now, thus, if the mitzvah is a kumma asei of burning this last bit, then the guy's taken away his mitzvah, so he'd have to pay for it. But if the mitzvah is only the sheva al taseh, the fact that he didn't have any chomer, so not only the guy got him into a stage of sheva al taseh, but he's the one that's been making the mitzvah of not having chomer, so therefore the person wouldn't have to pay. The chorev of from the Nishmas Adam, he's learning that the whole reason not to sell the chomer is because you've been mevatel the mitzvah. You can learn that he's learning that you need the kum va'aseh, you need to actually burn something, because the mechir is taking away all his chomer, but he's been yotzei the mitzvah of tashvisu with sheva al taseh and not having any chomer. But the Nishmas Adam is learning that you need a kum va'aseh of burning the chometz. So with all this, you could say Efshed does is pshat in the Shittas Vilna Gaon. Why does he hold that you shouldn't do this mechira, and only in the Shas and the Chak he calls it mechira gerua, and that's why he doesn't like it. Could be that he held like the Bechor showed. Now it is taken aroma. Now it's only allowed midrabanon, but then you've got all the kashas misvar on him, so that's why he'd say it's only b'Shas and the Chak. Or you could say that he learned like the Nishmas Adam, that the whole mitzvah is b'kum ma'aseh, and by doing mechira, you're taking away yourself from yourself the yecholus to do this mitzvah. Or if the Chasim Sofer, he brings down that the mechira gemurah v'cholam afakvik roi legaro. Anyone that's afakvik in this union, roi legaro, but it's bad that a good mechira. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach brings down that he is everyone's mechavin hetiv, everyone's mechavin properly, they don't want to be over, therefore it's a good, because they're not to be over, but everybody wants it, therefore it's a good hakna. And Moedim Azmanim brings down that even if the person, the guy is not mechavin to be koina, or by Yus it's been makna, you've left it from your rishus, that's why it's good enough. So I should end off with a moshe I heard, no chance to this, other, that there was once a king who had to go to a meeting in the middle of the night in the forest, and he needed to take someone with him to look after his horse while he was there. So he took one servant, he said this guy said, I'll be able to stay awake the whole night, you can trust me. So he took him with him there, and when the king went into the meeting, he left him with the horse there, sitting, waiting there. So he came out in the middle of the meeting, and the guy was sitting there deep in thought. So he said, no, what are you thinking about? So he said, no, I'm very philosophical, I like to think about things, but Ian, and that keeps me awake. So the king said, okay, no, what are you thinking about? So if you take a piece of wood, and you knock a nail into it, the bit where the nail's gone into, the wood's disappeared. Where's the wood gone? It just disappeared. So you carry on thinking about that, and say that I'll carry on the meeting. So he came out later, and the guy's still sitting there thinking. So he said, what are you thinking about now? So now I'm thinking, when you take a bagel and you eat a bagel, you've got the hole in the middle, but you didn't eat the hole. Where did the hole go to? It's disappeared. So yeah, you carry on thinking about this, I'll go back inside. So the king came out again, and he sees him there again thinking hard. So he said, what are you thinking about now? So I was thinking where things are going missing. You've got, when you knock the screw into the wood, it's missing the bit of the wood. When you eat the bagel, you're missing the hole. Now I'm wondering, where's your horse gone missing? The nimshu I heard is that now we see by people that they look at the wrong thing. When they're trying to find where Kodesh Baruch is, you get people that serve the Levona, you get people that serve the sun, because they're not looking at the ikazach. They're looking at what's missing, but they're not looking at what's the sibba for everything. By Makkus, we've got Rabbi Huda, gives a simon the tzachadash be'achat. So what's he trying to break apart? Why is he saying Rashi Tevas? So I heard that it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing the shlita over everything. You've got the first group of the tzachid, anything from the ground, And a dash is from anything on the ground, and then Ba'achav is even from Shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing the full Shemitah over everything. So you shouldn't just look at Perotim Lidach people, the Mitzvim were serving the Nile, and they're serving things that were just coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to look at Ikka Sibba, and that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is reading. It's the Tmoy. Yeah.